Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER available in the U.S. For New York, 8778-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
What's up, guys? It's Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. You are getting a bonus podcast only episode here where our managing editor Brian Clinton interviews Oklahoma State wide receiver Brendan Presley, who is getting set for the NFL draft this week. He may be the most underrated wide receiver in this draft, and I promise you, whether you're an Oklahoma State fan or not, you're going to come away liking this young man and rooting for him as well going into the draft coming up this week. So take a listen to Brendan Presley being interviewed by our managing editor, Brian Clinton. And if you could, drop us that 5-star rating and review. We are sending merch to the best reviews each and every month. So just take a second out, if you could, and drop us that 5-star rating and review. Here's that conversation, Brendan Presley and our own Brian Clinton.
All right. This is Brian Clinton with Heartland College Sports, and we have an exclusive interview today with Cowboys wide receiver Brendan Presley. Brendan, first of all, thanks for coming on, man. Hope you're having a great day.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
We're excited to watch you, man, at the next level. It's going to be a lot of fun. You've been around the state of Oklahoma for a long time. A lot of guys can remember you standing out during your time at Bixby, obviously, before ending up with Oklahoma State. It's been a few months since your last game as a Cowboy. So, like, how have the last few months gone for you? What's that looked like?
The last few months have been hectic. I've been really busy. A lot of training, a lot of, you know, long nights of just, you know, kind of like wondering like what's going to happen and stuff. But for the most part, it's been kind of fun. I mean, I trained in Nashville, so, you know, seeing like a new place, and I met some people out there when I was training and stuff. So it's like I made some friends, got to see some places and stuff, and you know, going through pro day and like the whole process. I mean, it's been a long and, you know, kind of, you know, long, and it's been a nervous, anxious process, however you want to like call it. But it's also been rewarding meeting people and like, you know, going through it with my friends too. So it's been good.
That's awesome. How would you say, I mean, obviously training, you know, there's going to be workouts and things that carry over from your time in Stillwater, but like, how would you say your training has maybe differed from what an off season might have looked like in years past?
The training that actually is kind of just the training there is more, I would say, fit for like pro days. So at pro day, everything, you're not moving weight besides, you know, bench press at pro day.
Right.
The training that, you know, you would normally do like at school and stuff is it's more geared towards like football, which is, you know, you're going to be lifting a lot more, putting on muscle, you know, eating a lot more, doing all that stuff because, I mean, you have more football and stuff, and you're doing way more conditioning because you're trying to get ready for whether it's spring ball or whether you're getting ready for the season. So, like this time around, at least this training for, you know, the pro day, it's a lot more just, you know, really just running a lot more, like running, jumping, and everything.
Like back in track days, pretty much. Like you did.
Yes, sir. It's honestly really, it's really track workouts.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how, you know, you mentioned your pro day, like how would you explain, like just kind of give us some details, like what was that experience like for you to go through pro day?
It's a very rewarding experience, but it's really, for me personally, I was really anxious just to get the day started. After I got the day started, you know, after you get done with, we started on bench, then we went to vert, then broad, then of course like 40 and stuff afterwards. You know, after you kind of get in the flow of it, then your nerves kind of start to settle a little bit, and then you start trusting your training. But, you know, kind of like the couple days before it, you know, you get all the, you know, the good luck texts and the, you know, the prayers and all that stuff. And, you know, the more you get that, the more you kind of think about it. So the more you're like, okay, I got to do good.
Right.
So it's a little anxious, but like once you actually start getting it, everything settles and then it's just trusting in your training.
Yeah. Yeah. At that point, it's just kind of like a game, right? Like you're in the moment taking care of things.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, your senior year, it didn't go maybe as you guys had hoped, obviously. But you still, Coach Gundy is still in charge and there's confidence that he's going to get things turned around quickly. Like what during your time with him, really gives you confidence that he's going to turn this thing around in a quick manner?
Just his dedication to the program. I mean, he stays up there all the time. He's always looking to like, you know, find out, you know, what's best for the school and, you know, just like the type of man he is, like he doesn't panic in any situation. I mean, you can go back and pull up game films and just like watch him on the sideline, whether we're down, whether we're up, like really, he's just the same person like all the time. So, you know, even when we have a year like we did last year, coming into this year, you know, I've been up there working out and he's still the same guy. Like he's not panicking. He's not worried about things. Like he just has the utmost confidence, like in his players and the system that, you know, he's built up there throughout the years that, you know, the ship will be, it will be turned around. It was just one bad year. And so I don't think he's worried. And I think that's why Oklahoma State does so good every single year.
Yeah, he's as consistent a winner as there is in college football. There's no doubt.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, this is kind of, you almost have to ask anytime you talk with a player, somebody that's been around Coach Gundy for as long as you have, give us your best Gundy story. There has to be, if there's one or two that maybe stand out, during your time with him, he's just such a character and so beloved. Give us a story of yours, a favorite memory, maybe.
I'm trying to think. It would probably have to be before. So, like in team meetings, we used to we'll play music and stuff as people are like walking into the team, but like before it starts and like we're playing, we have a bunch of people from Texas. So we're kind of playing this with like Texas music and stuff. And yeah. Like we used to have somebody like go up there and they dance, like just, or like everyone starts dancing. And so he walks in, I know he has no idea what's playing. Like he's like, what's this? Like, this is, and then Gundy's a really quirky guy. So like he starts dancing and then like, he's doing a move. Like, he's like, I don't even know what you call it. Like, I don't like he's two-stepping, but he's like pumping the air, and like that's one of those where like we laughed, we like put our head down, we're like, no way,
yeah,
no. But that's just like how funny he is, because like most of the days he's just chilling, but like all those times where he comes in and like music is playing, he gets up there, he starts throwing down, he starts dancing and stuff, and it's like the whole team meeting just goes crazy.
Yeah.
So that's probably the one, because I strictly remember that one. That was funny.
Yeah, he is who he is. He's not ashamed of it, and that's just what makes him stand out, man. He's one of a kind for sure.
Yes,
so all right, we'll kind of switch gears here. Let's talk about Brennan Presley going forward. Like what's things look like next? You know, the biggest the biggest knock, if you want to call it that, against you would be your size, but that's always been a talking point for people. How have you harnessed that? Like, because you've had so much success, you're going down, and it may sound crazy, but you go down as one of the most accomplished wide receivers in Oklahoma State history. How have you been able to harness that chip on your shoulder and overcome the doubt?
I mean, it was a chip I kind of carried, because if you look back, like, my high school recruiting, that wasn't that much either. So, like, I mean, ended up at OSU is kind of, like, in most people's eyes, they look at my high school career and they're like, oh, like, he did great in high school. Like, there's no wonder he was there. But, I mean, if you look deeper, you actually know, like, it was not, you know, the smoothest transition getting to Oklahoma State. They were my only Power 5 offer at the time. I know it's Power 4 now, but they were my only Power 5 offer at the time. So, I mean, like, just going into college and kind of just attacking that way of, like, you know, I'm not supposed to be here, but I am. I mean, throughout the years, like, my freshman year, it was just a mindset of, like, I just want to get better. I just want to, you know, I want to learn, and I just want to soak up as much information as possible. And every single year, I take that with me. I don't care whether it's, like, I have a great year, I have a bad year, or, like, whatever it might look like to me. Every single year, there's always something to get better at. There's always something you can learn, and there's always, like, more things that you can do to, like, help and improve your game. So I just always kept that chip on my shoulder, and I have some of the best friends and people around me, support system-wise, that, you know, they encourage me, they help me, you know, they're around me, and they remind me of that, like, you know, don't get complacent, you know, if I don't want to work out, hey, you need to. Like, they tell me the things that I don't want to hear because it's the things that I need to hear. So I would say just, you know, I kept that chip on my shoulder, but also, you know, the friends that I have and the people that are around me, they really have contributed, honestly, way more than you would think.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's so important to have the right people in your corner, and it sounds like you do. And that's so vital for success. That's awesome to hear.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano. Or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's HIMS.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. HIMS.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
As you kind of look forward to the draft here this week, what would you say is your best attribute as you kind of transition to the professional game? What would you say is your best attribute?
I'd probably say toughness and probably FBIs. My coach, he calls that football intelligence. Mm-hmm. I study a lot, and I kind of like feel the game. I'm more of like a feeler. So I mean, I study the film, and then I also would like to study like our own film, just to like know like how would they line up to it, or like how would I line up to it? Like what would you mm-hmm. do? What would they do? And so I think about that so much. So like when I get into the film to play, then it's kind of like, you know, whether he does this, that, or this, like, I'm prepared for it. Like, I already know, like, what's going to be, what is it. And, like, the toughest part is, like, I kind of have no choice but to be that.
Right.
I mean, everyone sees the size, and, you know, I'm not going to intimidate anybody when I walk on the field. So, like, you can get, like, me, I learned early on, like, there's no thing as 100%. I know some people say, like, you know, you got to be 100%. There's no such thing as 100%. I just have to be out there. I have to, you know, mm-hmm. no matter how hard you hit me, I'm going to get back up. You know, no matter how much trash you talk, I'm still going to play. I'm still going to be relentless. I'm still going to, like, go hard. I'm still going to, like, go at it. Like, you know, you can't, like, you might be bigger or stronger than whatever it be, but, like, you can't stop me. And, like, you just have to have that, like, chip on your shoulder and that, like, edge to you when you play, or else you won't make it.
Yeah. So what would you say has been your focus? Like, maybe what you feel like you need to work on the most as you kind of transition to the next level?
I mean, of course, when I was training, it was just like, just get as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if you really look at the league, everybody's fast, you know,
mm-hmm. yep.
everybody's running either 4.3 or 4.4s. So like everybody's fast, everybody's smart, everybody's strong, all the physical intangibles are there. So like I still have been working on those, but it's kind of like the other parts of the game that, you know, I try to just really hone on in and like figure out, whether it's, you know, route running, angles, leverages, you know, how to catch the ball like a certain way, you know, putting myself in like different positions and stuff. Whether it's watching a game and like, okay, he caught it like that, how would I do it? Mm-hmm. You know, how can I get more yak like this? Like, just different things like that. You're really trying to attack the mental edge, because, I mean, really after the season ends, your senior year, it's straight to training.
Yeah.
And it's you know, 3 months of training to combine or pro day, whatever. And then it's from that to rookie mini camp, and then to like OTAs, and then to training camp, and then, you know, the season and stuff. So, like, really, after your senior year, you have about 13, 14 months of just nonstop, like, you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really tough on the body, but if you don't have the mental, you know, space for it and just, like, the mental toughness to get through it, then, you know, it doesn't matter how fast you run, how strong you are, whatever, then, like, you're not going to make it. So I'm focused on, like, you know, building my body up as much as possible for, like, the contact of the league, but also just trying to build myself up for, you know, the mental side of how long the season is going to be, and like, you know, how many emotions, you know, whether it's, you know, the drafts, I get happy, you know, or I get frustrated in camp or this or that, like how to deal with those situations in the best mindset that I possibly can to move forward.
So as you kind of look at that, you look at the game from a mental aspect, and you kind of try and watch film and learn as much as you can. Who is somebody? Do you model your game after anybody? Is there anybody that you watch that you try and maybe you know, try and take some cues from, or, you know, really model yourself after?
In college or the NFL?
Yeah, both. I mean, either one.
In college, I loved Tavon Austin. I love him a lot.
Yeah.
I think everybody loves him, like the way that he moves. But honestly, I watch some Hunter Renfrow.
Okay.
I like Cole Beasley. Yeah. And there's another receiver. There's another slot receiver that, gosh, it's on the tip of my tongue. But I used to watch people like DeSean Jackson and stuff. But
yeah,
I like more people kind of towards my size, because when I watch Hunter Renfrow and I watch like Cole Beasley, they aren't the fastest guys in the world, but, you know, they consistently win.
Yes.
They consistently win all the time. And then, like, people ask, like, how? And it's like, the little things of, like, you know, the angles, or, like, you know, how he takes this step, or, like, what does he do at the top of the route, and just, like, the deception of it. I love watching that because I like the intricacies of, like, the football, that part. You know, everyone loves Tyreek Hill, but it's hard. I can't watch Tyreek Hill's game and be like, I want to run like Tyreek Hill. Because if I could run like Tyreek Hill, then, of course, this would be a very different story.
Right, right.
And the thing is, no one in the league has ever ran like him, so that's why he's one of one.
Yeah.
So I try to strain from the norm of watching, you know, the people that everybody watches, and try to watch people I can, like, learn from. So I love Amon Ross St. Brown's. I love his game.
Yeah.
And yeah. I love how, like, how he plays. And, like, there's a few more people on the tip of my tongue that – I'm just kind of like brain farting, but like people like that, I like their games.
Well, and yeah, there's so much value to that too, because like you just said, especially at that position in the slot where you have, you know, there are more guys now than ever that are playing with, that maybe aren't the biggest in stature, but their quickness, their lateral quickness, their ability to move from point A to point B and be deceptive about it. Like, that part of the game has just changed so much. And that's really where your versatility and your strength in college really shined through. So yeah, those are good comps. Those are really good comps.
I would also put Amari Cooper and Keenan Allen in there.
Yes. And that, and those guys are special with their size too. Like, there's just not very many of them out there.
Exactly. And I like, because I watched Cole Beasley and them for, like, the leverage and, like, you know, the intricacies. But then Amari Cooper and Keenan Allen, like, their creativity. Like, yes. That's also the other part of, you know, Keenan Allen might run an out route and he might stem in a different way that I've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, the way that he does his footwork for it, how tall he is, it's, like, a very, like, cool thing that he creates a lot. And this is same with Amari Cooper. Like, there's a route he ran against the Texans last year? There was a route he ran against somebody last year where he just kind of, it was red zone. He kind of, like, came off the ball super, super slow, like he was going to block, and then just gave him a quick, like, shift to the outside. Bam, ran a slant right across his face. And that's one that, like, me and my friends here, like, we looked at it, was like, whoa, we've never seen that before. So just, like, creative stuff like that, where it's like, okay, like, I can run something like that. Or, like, you get a new way of, like, you know, how to run something, or just, like, how to, like, fill something out. So those two guys are two guys that I really watch a lot.
That's awesome. Let's play childhood dream here a little bit. Let's, you know, preference on, if you had a preference, dream scenario, this weekend comes around and you get that phone call. Dream scenario, I know anybody, you're going to be happy to go and work your tail off for anybody, but is there a scheme fit or a childhood favorite team? Whenever you answer that phone call, who would you just dream that it would be?
Growing up, I was a Broncos fan heavy.
Okay.
And, like, of course, it has dimmed down a little bit, but, like, he's not playing anymore, but Peyton Manning, when he went from the Colts to the Broncos, I was immediately a Broncos fan. So, like, when he was there with Demaryius Thomas and Eric Decker and then Wes Welker and, like, all those guys, I just, like, fell in love with him. And they won the championship in 16. I remember, because my birthday is close to the Super Bowl, I remember getting a Broncos cake. Getting a Broncos cake in 2014 when they lost to the Seahawks.
Mm.
And that was actually, that Super Bowl was actually on my birthday. So that was not a great birthday.
Oh, when I got, man. 14th grade.
But we redeemed a couple years later. So like the Broncos, I've always been a team that, like just I grew up watching a lot, and like some of my friends now are still Broncos fans. So that'd be a great situation. But like honestly, at the core of my heart, like any team that is calling and stuff, I'm appreciative of it all.
So we'll kind of close out. I got two questions for you. They're a little deeper. First, I'm just going to ask you, what do you hope that when Oklahoma State fans remember your time as a Cowboy, when they look back, when they reflect, what do you hope that Oklahoma State fans remember about Brennan Presley while he was in the orange and black?
That I gave all that I had, you know, whether it's, you know, hot, cold, rated, like whatever. I just want to know. I just hope people realize, like, not how many balls I caught, not how many, you know, touchdowns I had, the reception, like nothing. That I want people to be like, every time he played really hard and he was super tough. That's honestly what I want them. That's how I would love to be remembered, just for how I played more than what I did when I played.
And then the last one I'm going to ask you here is, and this is kind of just your opportunity. It's almost like getting an opportunity to sell yourself for me. What are NFL teams getting when they draft Brennan Presley?
Someone who loves the game, like really loves the game, really loves the game, is going to come in there and work. And, you know, that's at the end of the day, I mean, that's the two things that really matter. Like, do you love the game, and how hard are you willing to work in order to like get to where you want to be? And, you know, that's why I say whatever team takes me, whatever team I'll go to, you know, I'm willing to go in there and work because I love the game, and because I love the game, then I'm going to work. Like those two, if you don't have one, you can't have the other. You know, I don't care about money. I don't care about fame or anything like that. I love the game of football, and I want to play the game of football at a very high level. And so, like, whatever it takes to do that, that's what I'm going to do. Like, whether it's immediately special teams, being a gunner on punt, like, whatever I can to do to impact the game of football, that's what I want to do. So, you know, whatever team I go to, that's what a coach is going to get out of me.
Well, Brennan, we're pulling for you, excited for you. This is going to be so awesome to watch you develop and play at the next level. Everybody here in the 918 is pulling for you, man. So I appreciate you taking the time to come on with us and answer some questions. And we'll be watching you this weekend.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Take care.
You too.
I'm Pete Mundo. That was Brian Clinton and Brennan Presley from Oklahoma State as he gets set for the NFL draft this week. Leave that 5-star rating and review. Greatly appreciate you doing that as always. And we will talk to you soon right here at HeartlandCollegeSports.com.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, available in the U.S. For New York, 8778-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First Bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need. And 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.